1290 WLBY. Celine, Ann Arbor, a Cumulus station where Ann Arbor comes to talk.
Beyond BMI, the role of weight in health outcomes. This is A Healthier Michigan on the Lucy Ann Land Show from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan here on 1290 WLBY. Shawn Theopolo is our expert. She's a registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Shanti, what exactly is BMI and what role does it play in measuring our health?
Yeah, so BMI stands for Body Mass Index. Basically, this is a calculation based on your weight and how it relates to your height. So we have these different categories of, weight categories, and they're underweight, a healthy weight, overweight, and then above a certain value is obese. Now, BMI isn't perfect, right? I think we've all heard that. We all look at this number and know that there's a lot more behind it. But the reason that we use it in healthcare is because it's a very inexpensive screening tool that can really quickly evaluate someone's health and kind of look at what their risk is for certain chronic conditions.
So when my doctor's office started telling me what my BMI is, just by the height and weight calculation, I was a little surprised because I remember years ago, you used to have to go and they would do where you'd actually be in a chair and go underwater. They would test it that way. That seems a little bit more formal and precise than just measuring by your height and weight. What has changed?
Right. So there are a lot of different types of scans that are available that can look at someone's body mass and breaks it down. What fat, what's lean body mass and things like that. Bod pod is one of those measurements, but they're very expensive. And they often take a lot of time as well. So this is just kind of one of those things that you can look at very quickly to look at risk. Because when we look at research, we see that being in a certain weight category puts you at a higher risk for certain chronic illnesses. So that's where that comes in. But of course, we understand that BMI isn't perfect, and we know that we can't determine someone's health based on just BMI. There are so many other things that play into someone's health.
So what are the limitations of BMI?
So it doesn't take into consideration your age, your ethnicity, your eating habits, your gender, your physical activity level, or your race, things that do play a role into how much you weigh and what is healthy for a person. It also doesn't take into consideration muscle mass, which is extremely important because when you look at BMI only and you look at a bodybuilder, they may be considered obese because that body mass of simply muscle is contributing so much to that weight. There is another measurement that you can look at that is another quick measurement that's an additional screening tool, and that's a waist circumference. So generally, waist circumference is a good indicator of someone's health because it looks at that excess fat in a part of the body that can be concerning, right? When we look at abdominal fat, that is a place where it's sitting in front of a lot of organs that are important for your body.
So even though you might be apple-shaped person or versus a pear-shaped person, I mean, you may still be heavy on the bottom, but you could have a good circumference around your waist. But the idea is that, okay, you don't have all your weight pushing against those organs.
Right. Right. And that's the most important thing when we look at waist circumference. Now, there are so many other things that we should look at, right, than just BMI that determine someone's health. One of those things is going to be blood pressure. So when we look at blood pressure, the higher that is above that normal range, the more likely you are to have heart disease, heart attack and stroke. Cholesterol is another important value that oftentimes, you know, is just measured by blood at your doctor's office and you find out about maybe a week or so later. But the reason this is important is because, well, we have cholesterol naturally occurring in our body. We actually produce it naturally without even consuming dietary cholesterol. So we need some of it to be healthy. It makes up our cell walls. It provides kind of a protection for these cell walls. But too much of it in our blood vessels can cause these fatty deposits. And that makes it really difficult for blood to flow through our arteries. And that can increase our risk for a heart attack or a stroke later down the road.
I did not know that the body naturally makes cholesterol. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, of course, other things like your family history, your mobility, that's extremely important to your health. And so whenever we look at these things in a healthcare setting, it's very important to communicate these things with your doctor. For example, how easily is it to get out of bed or to walk around the house, to go up a set of stairs, things that impact you every day. And even things like social determinants of health that really play into how healthy people are, you know, where you live, whether you have access to healthy food and a safe place to live and work.
That's really interesting. So all of those criteria, they factor into your overall health. But the bottom line is most of us need to lose a little weight. And I would like to know how weight loss improves our overall health and well-being.
Well, I think it's no secret that losing weight is incredibly difficult for a lot of people. I think a lot of us wish we could, you know, snap a finger and get there. But the good news is that really only about 5% weight loss for someone who's overweight or obese can have detrimental, in a good way, health, you know, positive health effects on a person's body. So by just losing 5%, you know, that's 10 pounds if you weigh 200. You can have better sleep, which improves your diet quality generally. It can reduce your stress levels, just make you feel better overall. It can improve your mood, less strain on your joints. It can certainly improve cholesterol, blood pressure, and body fat.
It's worth a conversation with your doctor, and your doctor should be monitoring all of the specific areas that Shanti mentioned. It's not just the BMI number. That should be the start. But again, all of this weighs in, if you will, on your overall health. And of course, there are those new shots that everyone has been asking about, and they've seemed to be very successful for some people out there. You may want to discuss those with your doctor as well. Great talking with you, Shanti. Thank you. Perfect timing, too, because a lot of people made that New Year's resolution to get healthy in 2024. Shanti Apollo, registered dietitian and health and wellness spokesperson at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. For more great health information, go online to ahealthiermichigan.org. ahealthiermichigan.org. You're going to find not only information, but great recipes and other advice on staying healthy. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.